and Mishaburas and Sif Beis. And only Mishaburas Sif Katan Yud. So we have a case where we have a breakthrough in the corner of a chotzer. So since it's in the corner, even though it's less than 10 amas, the whole logic behind an opening until the size of 10 amas is considered a doorway. You don't make doorways in corners. It's a funny place to make a doorway, which, you know, rips out the whole corner. The same thing with the house. The same thing would be that same problem. Now, Mishnah Berurah Yud says, "Oser, mistarbedim hoyev hapirza pochas mi'ama ein lahachmer." Rebbe Gadim says, however, even though we don't make openings and corners, if it's a minimal size, that's not going to be significant. And the minimal size, he says, he puts it at one ama. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Ochein b'avodas hakodesh la'rash." Again, the Rash wrote a sefer and called Erevin, called Avodas Hakodesh. The Rashba Sefer of Avodas Hakodesh, Mitzasi, the Mishloish Tvachim, Mat Arbot, Tzri Cheshne L'Chayayim. So under three Tvachim, it's Lavud. So I don't need anything. From three to four, I do need to put something there to be Matur, and I need to put two Lechis. Imhoya Arba, En Lahechshar, Achim, Atenom, Mi Arba. That Arba should be Arba. If it's more than four Tvachim already, there's no way to be Matur. You have to get it down to less than four Tvachim. So in other words, he's not going with the shear of the Prima Gadim, which says the opening can be up to the size of one arm, which is six tvachim. We're saying that it cannot be larger than four tvachim. Then the Shulchan Aruch said the similar halacha would be if a case you have a house and there was a breakthrough in the corner of the house. So even though it's less than 10 amos, so it's going to be a problem that your house is missing part of missing. It's an appearance in the house, and the house doesn't have, it's not fully walled, then it's going to be awesome. The only thing which we had is that there is a lot of pitik or yerb in the house, since it has a roof. There's a concept called pitik or yerb esayisim, that the edge of the roof will come down and close it off. Okay, yudal v'chein rebayis, v'chein bayis. I'm sorry, which is nifras v'keren zavis, which broke through in the keren zavis. Klemar. What's the point of the Shulchan Aruch? You told me you can't use openings and corners. Shiny bias. Maybe the house is different. Da'av opish ein lahatir. Me'achmas pesach. You can't consider it an opening a doorway. Meneshu with Karen Zobis because it's in a corner. And people don't make doorways across corners. Kavokim ikam mishum pitikra shalgaboy yer resoisim. The roof will close it off. The edge of the roof will come down and close off the area. Therefore, Kamash Malon, the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out that doesn't always work. It does work sometimes, but it doesn't always work. Now we're going to explain when Pitikra will not solve the problem. Okay, so the first one is that the breakthrough which broke the walls also broke the roof. So if the walls would fall, but the edge of the house would remain a square, and the walls broke here and here, and there's this gap over here, but the house continues out like this. So you say Peter Kriyarva says, but if it breaks it in an alachson and an angle. So we'll say Peter Kriyarva says. It says, yeah, but what's that Peter Kriyarva says makes it as if there was to be a doorway there. Back to the same problem. You don't make doorways across corners like that. So it's not going to solve the problem. So if it's at an angle, it's not going to solve the problem. Yud Beis, Achin Shir Belach, and if the roof also broke, and now the roof is at an angle, at a from one wall to the other, the connection of the roof to one to the other is at some type of a slant, so it's also. The bezet shena keri shava lermin and pitik yerav esayim. If it's not a straight edge, you don't say pitik yerav esayim. Okay. But a case where it's not keren zavis, a case where the opening is not on the corner, even if the opening is more than 10 amos, which normally that creates a locha of pirtsa, is broken through. There you say Pitzik, you would say Pitzik Yerba Soysim, and that breaks, that closes off that open. Yud Gimel. Afilu Yesim Esorah. Afilu Mahoya Zegam Kein Bimloy Kolokosel. Not only that was more than 10, it was the whole wall. The whole north side is missing. So Nisharu Gifu from Cloud, there's nothing left on either side of the wall, the edge of the walls on that side. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch does not address if we can do particular Yerbasosim on more than one wall. Because Mechaber says, in the case of the corner doesn't work, in the case where one wall is missing, and you have a gap in the wall, the particular can come down and close off that wall. So that's one wall. So it can close off one wall. Can't close off a corner. What about two walls? He didn't say that. You know what? Why didn't he say that? The Mechaber in the Beis Yosef brings it up as a question. He's not sure what the law is. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says two directions works. The Ramah says that the two directions does work to close it off. So you can have if this is your cut across this, but the roof continues this way and this way, you'll say Pitzik Yerba Soysim, even though it's two directions. Now the Shulchan Aruch was mesupik about that. The Ramah said, "Hold to that works." Okay, but this only works if the roof is not at a slant. The roof itself can't be at a slant. Shlo yehe mesupik, you doubt it. When the roof is flat, not when the roof is at an angle, like our roofs which come down at an angle. Now sometimes you'll have a roof and then you'll have your attic roof coming, but there's another roof there, the floor or the eaves of the attic stick out. And then the roof is built on that. So forget about the roof part, but the eaves of the attic floor, or they can be the Pitzik Yerba Soysim. So that'll be, because they're flat. So that's basically the roof of the house is coming out flat, and there's another thing on top going up like this. So we ignore that, and this is coming out flat. So you say Pitzik Yerba Soysim on that edge. On the edge of the eaves coming out. Then the Ramah said, Bishermim, that the Reich of Akira is four tefachim. So this issue of four tefachim. So the length of it has to be at least four tefachim. The length of it. If this is your corner, so you have to have these. This, you know, you could have sometimes a roof at different heights, etc. So you need this. There's a lower roof and a higher roof. You're using the lower roof. The lower roof is not a certain width. So you need it to come down and close off. If it's not four tefachim wide, it won't do it. In contrast to Moshe by a lechi is matir, a chotzer, a lechi can be a tefach wide. The shear for a lechi is a tefach. The same Pitzik Yerba Soysim only works if that face that you're dealing with, which you're extending down, has to be at least four tefachim wide. Making sense? Yeah?
No.
Huh? No? If this is the house, and there's a breakthrough over here, right? So if it says the corner, so it's a problem, even though it's very small, it's a problem. If this opening isn't for tefachim, so I'm using a piece of wood to come down to the edge of the roof to come down and close it off, but it's not four tefachim wide, that piece of wood which I'm using to close it off, that's not big enough to close it off. The concept Pitikri Yerba Sosim needs a certain amount of area to take effect on. Okay. Tezayin. Yeah. Rosh Lomar, the Oz, the meaning of Pitikri Yerba Sosim. Once it's four Tvachim, I can say Pitikri Yerba Sosim. Well, Dermot, the Kara Smovi Ba'alma, the Sagi Batefach, that the Kara of a Mavui, this is the face of your tikra. So your tikra goes like this, and it comes down like this. You want this to be four tochim high. Right? It's wide, but it's before tochim high. So it's where we're writing.
You don't want it to be four tochim high.
You want the pitikra to be four tochim high. Well, it's high.
Versus higher or lower?
It shouldn't be, you know, so let's say my pitikra, my whole roof is this thick. So it comes at the edge. I have a pitikra, which is tefach wide. So he says, well, kara works if it's tefach wide.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, kara smavi works if it's tefach wide. The kara smavi ena elu lakera ba'alma. The kara by the mavi is to make, people should notice the mavi is ending. It doesn't actually set it off. It's there to inform people that that's the end of the mavi. So you say a tefach is enough. Of kol hecha de be'inon mechitza, it has to be at least four tefachim wide. And then we'll say that the this edge of the tikra can extend downwards.
He's saying wide or thick?
Well, again, if this is the roof, if the roof is this tall, the beams that you're using to make so the front of the roof will be four tefachim high. From the bottom of that piece, which is sticking out to the bottom, so it's this one. It's four tefachim high.
That's pretty big.
Pretty big.
What tefachim?
Now, then he says, "Pitikra Yerba Sosim." It has to be. There's two machitzas which are shleimus. So there are two complete walls, and there's two walls which have broken off and have they meet. They meet. So this wall is full, and this wall is full, and here there's a pitikra. These two are the pitikra yavasais. I will zukenagazuloi. Those lahloi nirim are foolish. Rain pitikra meldeset. If the north side and the south side of the house broke through, so you have a path through the house. So pitikra will not be able to be effective to block off the north side and the south side. You can block off the north side and the east side, and the south and the west are complete. You can't walk through the house. But if the north and south are open, or the east and west is open, so the guy can walk straight through from east to west, you're not going to say pitikra yerba sosim from the east side and the west side, the two different sides. Simon Shin Sama base.
Just saying it's the thickness is four.
Right.
Like the thickness of the when he shows this picture it's the width, not the thickness.
Which is the width?
That's how he's showing it, because the thickness is huge. Four tefachim for the thickness of a roof is huge. I never saw such a thing. Even mansions don't really have that. He's showing it here. If you look at this, you see that picture.
Your spot. Which one?
This one. You see, he shows it for the width.
That's the roch of a kiroi arba.
Yeah, the roch. I can't imagine that's why I was troubled by that. How could it be the thickness? The thickness of fours is huge.
Okay.
That doesn't mean the picture's right. You may be writing the pictures wrong. I don't know, but I just can't imagine the thickness being that thick. I mean, four tefachim is huge.
I originally thought that's what it meant, and then but his kasha from Karis Mobile doesn't make any sense to me like that. Karis Mavi is a lot. I mean, it goes all across the whole Mavi.
Right. So that's also the...
So it's Sagi B'Tefach. What does it mean, Sagi B'Tefach? It only can go across this much. A Tefach's worth it.
No. Then it's talking about the thing.
So what's his cash? Even though you find over there, you use a Tefach is good enough. What's the cash?
Yeah.
Maybe over there, you need four Tefachim across. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what was the cash?
Yeah.
If you tell me that a kara is okay, if it's a tefach high,
clearly you're right.
So this is four tefachim high. So what's the difference? Yeah. It's a hecker. This is a bechitza. Yeah. That's I was only saying the mishabur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that talking about the width? I mean, the thickness. The mavi ba'alma sagi pefach the tefach. That's talking about the width, the thickness, isn't it?
It's talking about your kara is going across, but it has to be this high.
Oh, you're saying that's not that's no chiddush of it. Well, it needs to be.
It has to be this long.
No, it's talking about this. That's talking about the thickness.
Right. So what was his?
What are you learning from that?
He's saying even though it's not doing the Karis Mavi. Karis Mavi tefach is enough. Over here you need four tefachim. I mean, if over here we're discussing this way and over there we're discussing this way, what's the connection? What's the comparison? Okay. The Dir Shemeshabura is very agilely just
ignores it.
He sidesteps the question. So they don't have to.
He doesn't know the answer.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
No, whoever printed this had a little bit more guts, so you put it on.
No, you're right. A roof doesn't have to be there. But a lot of times, imagine, I don't know, I mean, unless they meant they're building flat, right? Let's say, you would have the roof part, and it would have maybe a piece of an overhang of a piece of wood which come down for a
tefachim. Okay.
That's also called pitikra.
Yeah.
And now the wall broke out beneath it. But that piece, there's a face of a piece of wood, which is four tefachim, this way. It's not that the roof was this thick the whole way across.
Basically, the way the picture is saying, the tefach ba'al masagi is talking about, like Rav said, it's talking about that, and then, it's not like that, that's only by the kara. By the width has to be this high. That's how you have to read it, if according to the picture.
Right, which is funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Any lo yadea? Is it a mechitza kriya, mechitza latal? So, simon shin sam rebeis, boz yud beis sifim. Okay. This is very exciting simon. Okay. Kol mechitza shlo nasis lodra b'soicha. So we already saw this idea. If you have an area which is enclosed, it's not made for living in it. So then we have a limitation on what you're allowed to do. If it's very large, you can't carry. Okay? So what's that definition? It wasn't made to live there. It was just made either for tznius, which means there might be people working there, and they might have an area enclosed off that they can go in there and eat and drink without everybody staring at them. Its main function is tznius. It's not made for living there on a regular basis. Or lishmer masha b'itinu b'soicho. It's made to protect what's inside. Or it's a place for the guard to sit there when he's watching the fields. So he mechitza l'talta masha b'socha. You can carry inside the enclosed area. However, if the area is more than beis hasayim, which is 50 by 100 amos, then you cannot carry inside. That requires a level of mukaf ladira it's made for actually full living. So we're adding over here new madrega. It's not just like a field. The moment the person's going to be there, he's going to be watching the field. The person's going to be there, and they're going to be changing their clothes there. You know, but that's not called mechitza to be matarit if it's more than basis side. Helkok, for example, is an interesting example. Ilon shanofav yardim lamata. You have a tree which weeping willow, and the tree the branches bend over and go back to the ground. So they reach the branches reach within three tefachim to the ground. So they're lower to the ground. So basically, you have your tree coming down like this, and you have walls here. You have walls all around, reaching the ground within three tefachim of the ground. Okay, number one, and we karen b'malkam shemachuran le'ilon hu gavaya sora, and there's a height of 10 tefachim. So where the branches connect back into the trunk, it's at least 10 tefachim off the ground. So the height of this whole thing is at least 10 tefachim high. It reaches within 3 tefachim on the ground, so it's an enclosed area. You're allowed to carry inside there, as long as it's not more than base of Sayim. He's going to fear, right, if this is a very, very large tree, or it's a series of trees next to each other, which they encompass an area which is more than 50 amas by 100 amas, so you cannot carry inside. Now we're going to make some conditions over here. Condition number one we're going to say is that we can't have this thing blowing in the wind. So maybe the wind's going to spread the branches. You're going to fill up that area in between with branches or with straw. And you're going to tie them down. So now the branches are not going anywhere. A, they're not going anywhere from the ground. B, they're not going to spread apart because you filled in the gaps. Even if they spread apart, it will still be closed. You'll never get a gap of more than three tefachim. That's, you know, otherwise it'll always be loved.
What's the mitzvah of filling in the gaps of this tree? What, you put in leaves or something?
You can put in straw. You weave in some straw, something like that. Or branches, little branches. If it can't stay intact in an average wind, it's not called a wood. It's not considered a mechitza. So you've taken care of that. So now you're allowed to carry inside. But even so, dafka ad beis hasayim, it's only up to the size of beis hasayim, including beis hasayim. Aval yosef beis hasayim, it's more than that. Lo, you cannot carry. I feel a notol lekach. You planted it for that purpose. You want to use this as a place to, like, sort of hang out there in the sun, under the shade, and protect yourself from the sun, etc. Why? You don't live there. You want to sit there when you're out in the fields, watching the fields. This is a good place to sit in the shade. So it's not made for real living, and therefore it has a limitation of basis sign. Okay, Mishabura Aleph. Ella Tznias. Kagar Mechitza Shoysa Lenuach Sham Lashaw. You make an area, enclosed off area, to let people rest for a moment. Chaitzev Avonim, Babanoyim, people who are quarry workers or people which are builders. And they go to this area, Shoychlem Sham Lashaw Batznea. They get a place to eat a little bit, to rest a little bit privately. So the ends of mechitzas dira, el mechitzas atznias. That's called. It's not made. You say I don't say the worker lives there. The worker lives at home, and this is where he goes to when he needs a little bit of privacy during his workday. Elish mersha b'secha, shasuya lahaniach sham peres v'kelim v'kiyetzibam. It's made to store items. Rabbi Bir Loch, and the Bir Loch raises the question: does this halacha change if it has a roof? I mean, so what's the halacha of a warehouse? A warehouse can be more than the base of Sayim very easily. Fourth space of a warehouse. Am I allowed to carry there? Well, it's got four mechitzas. You don't live there. It's made to store things. It's lishma rashi b'soicha. So according to the way the Mechaber is saying it, l'chara, it should be a problem that you would not be allowed to carry in such a large area more than base of Sayim. If it's more than base of Sayim, you can't carry more than Dalet Amos. He says that maybe we would argue the fact that it has a roof changes the halacha. And there is this halacha. It's all talking about there's no roof, but it's a roof that changes the halacha. He says, he brings it. This is a question from the Prima Gunner, raises the Shaila, and he's been saying Chaladik and Rambam. He doesn't come up with a definitive answer. It doesn't come up with a definitive answer. It's interesting, Bir Lacha. Okay. Now, they have a building which is a convention center. It's made for people to use there, to do things there. It's made for for people usage. That's called Dira, that we spoke of. Right, but if it's made just for storage and stuff like that, that's the main function of storage. That's problematic. So he mechitza the talta. So learn mersha al yirei heck of a mechitza, which the talta be called teich shetacha mechitza. You're allowed to carry inside. Im einena yirsim a beis asayim. If the area is not more than beis asayim. Masha kosa hilchul ilan. So the floats in the case of the trees a little bit strange. It's all the point, the case of the tree is to give you this example that even though you're going to use it, etc., that's not called made for living and you can't carry more than business side. So the leaves are in Gemara Mishloisha, they have a love with Lord. The ends of the trees are loved to the ground. And the places where the trunk, the branches meet the trunk, is 10 tvachim or higher. Now, who are the main gavoyim masar tvachim? Let's say the b'malkam shemechubar melita. Let's say the branches hit the trunk at less than 10 tvachim, but the branches then curve upwards. Elishabemsa gavoyim asar tvachim. As they go up, they do reach a height of 10 tvachim. Shasuk, it's made like a bow, which it angles up before it comes down. That's fine. Doesn't make a difference. We do need that it should be 10 tvachim high. It should be at least an area of 4 wide and 4 long in that area to get a din of a shesuyach. The merachav arba tvachim rak b'malkam namuch mizeh harva lekarmelus. If you tell me, well, it's 4 tvachim wide, but not where it's 10 tvachim high. In other words, the time you get 10 tvachim high, it converges into a very small area, and that area is not 4 tvachim wide. That's a karmelis. That's not a shesayachit. So in a karmelis, you can't carry more than daladamas. So now it's a shesayachit. 10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide. The walls go down to the ground. You got everything you need. So you're allowed to carry inside. And once that's true, I don't feel welcome. Shana goya sar tvachim. You can carry anywhere, even the area which is lower. Davalei karmel shesayachit, shesayachit dami kikunabat simen. So we spoke about the idea that the Rishos HaYachid has certain criteria that it meets, but then once that's true, there's something called an extension, literally a crack or a hole, which you would store something in, the Rishos HaYachid, that we said extends anything around it also. Okay. Fushi Malish, you have to fill up the branches. Haino. So Shabura says, The milui makes the machitza more effective, that it will not be blown apart by the wind. And you also need to tie it down. So you need two things. You need to sort of connect all of the leaves together so they're not going to be moving independently. So once it becomes a larger area, obviously they're all connected. They're not going anywhere so easily. And you tie it down also.
Would you be able to apply the rules of love in here also?
Tie the branch?
Even if they're not fully attached to the gamre, but they're at least within 3 tefachim apart, would you be able to say it's love wood there also, and then it's still fine as long as it doesn't blow in the wind?
Because then yes. We're afraid the wind will blow it, because if they're independent of each other, they very easily can blow in, out, sideways, etc. So if you connect them all together, so as opposed to the wind having to blow this one thing, it has to blow this whole thing. It's not going anywhere, so it's not going to move so easily. Plus, you tie it down. The Bishar Tzini actually brings the Chiddush, so you don't have to tie it down. Just connecting them enough between them is enough. So, interesting, the Shaar HaTzion says, in other words, that from the Gemara's mashma, the purpose of tying them was to keep them connected to the ground. So the point is, the more you have connected together, the more weight they're going to exert on each other and pull it down to the ground. The Gemara doesn't say you have to tie it. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to tie it. So Shulchan Aruch alone, I can understand maybe the reason why, okay, you have to tie it down, but maybe you have to connect sideways, because otherwise they're afraid they're going to separate. The wind's going to blow them apart.
Right.
Says, the Mora doesn't mention that problem. So like, you know, the... So therefore, like, we're coming up with a new chashash, which the Mora didn't say, and the solution the Mora gave to the problem, which the Mora does talk about, we're saying we need a different solution.
Seems like a lot of work just to carry it under a tree. It's like, you know, a whole construction project. I mean, you know, it's tie here, connect there, but I mean, just
like it's like a patio nowadays. I mean,
it's a tree.
they use trees instead of patios.
Why not use a patio? You know how to build. So all that construction, you're just doing.
You know, it was a summer project.
Plus the fact you're destroying the tree.
It was a summer project that you had your kids do. Kept them busy the whole summer.
I'm sure it did.
Kept them busy. Tree house. Okay. What's the one of the best time you can't carry? Can I show you enough from Arukim Oed? There was you know, the branches spread out quite wide from the trunk. There was many trees like it was one extended into the other. You're connecting all the trees together. It's osur. I feel in the Torah, even though you planted at least tefah b'tzila to use them to protect yourself in the shade. Because you know osur, you're not planning to live in there. Now, in Mila Hakash, the shame dear mama, you said, you know what, hey, let's, you know, why not, you know, it's hot in the house, let's live out here in the summertime. And you filled in the cash for that purpose. So you've done an act of making it mukaf l'dira. Filled in the kach, even when you planted the tree, it wasn't for that. So that in Rav Adayfim in a cash, have mukaf l'dira. So if most of it's tree, so the tree wasn't for dira purposes. But if most of it is from the cash was for dira purposes. So that's going to make it mukaf l'dira. Samagan Rama says. Now, you remember we discussed before Mukav Ladira, we said it was pretty easy to make a Mukav Ladira. You could break through a little piece, put it back in the same Dira, and now the whole thing's called Mukav Ladira. We didn't need Roiv. Mm. All of a sudden, that's what we had before. All of a sudden, now we're saying you need Roiv. Like, why do you need Roiv? And we had the case where you have this whole area enclosed, not the same Dira. I said, break through. The area could be, you know, each wall is 30 yamas long. I break through 11 yamas and rebuild it. It's Mukav Ladira. All right. So he says, I don't understand why you need Roiv over here. So the most of Dirsha, they bring the question.
Which number is it?
Number two. She gives two answers to the question. In other words, both of the answers are basically we're talking about specific scenarios where. Without the cash, you'd be able to, you know, it would still function as a wall, but not a halakhic hook of the dira. But in many cases, you will not need rife. That's what the point we're saying. Okay. Let's skip around days. Tel Shagavoya Chamisha. You had a little hillock, which is five tochim high. Vashlim al-Sar, and you extended, you put some mechitas on top of it to a height of 10. You made some type of a barrier around the top of the thing, which is five tefachim high. So now this thing which protrudes from the ground is five tefachim. You have another five tefachim of barrier that you build on top of it. It's 10 tefachim high. Chashuv mechitza l'taltul l'chol davar. It's considered a mechitza.
Even if it is only really five inside.
Right. Because vis-a-vis what it's breaking itself off of around the outside of it, it's set off by 10 tefachim.
Right, because it's if you look from the ground up, it's 10.
Right.
Even if you could only use five of them.
Correct.
Is it dafka five and five? What is if it's 9 and 1? I mean, is it just giving five and five as an example, or it's...
I think so. I don't think it's tough.
So it could be anything. As long as it's 10, as long as you see it 10 from the outside looking up, it makes a difference how much...
Yeah,
Sifkat Nid Gimel.
Yeah. Okay. Tail Shagura Chamisha, Tvachim in Oritz. What in the Charitza Omok Chamisha Tvachim? You could have a case where you have a depression which is five Tvachim deep. Then you make another wall, which is another five up. So inside it's 10 tefachim deep. It has 10 tefachim of wall around it, the five of the ground, and the five of the walls above it. So even though over there, vis-a-vis what's outside of it, it doesn't have 10 tefachim, but vis-a-vis itself it has 10 tefachim. That's also sufficient. We had this case before. You made the barriers right at the edge of the tail. Therefore, it's considered one long wall. In other words, I can't say five up, go in 10 tefachim, and then put this another five. So, well, vis-a-vis that, it's 10 tefachim high, but it's five, and then this flat area of 10 tefachim, and then it's another, or 20 tefachim, whatever it is, and it's another five up. It's two separate entities. They don't connect. The only question would be, let's say if it's within Gimel. Goes up, goes in 2.5 tefachim, and then it goes up another five, so then you would say a lovud to connect the two. So
either that a daifen akum.
Well, it's a daifen akum in a certain sense, but not, you know, doesn't have the halacha concept of daifen akum.
Why is that different? Then? Why could you say it by a sukkah and you can't say it?
Well, only said by a sukkah.
Only by
a
sukkah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these concepts are similar concepts.
They do share.
But the way you described it sounded like a daifen akum. I think the daifen akum is only to connect for the schach, right?
Correct. So we connect the tail plus the mechitz on top to get a total of 10. So it's more to the tail to the mechitzes. You're allowed to carry inside there. The chol dover. If I have a lower chutzur and a higher chutzur. So if you don't make a mechitz in between, they're one chutz, so now you're probably a Ruvich Hatzeris issue. If they make an error by themselves, it's one chutz with two different groups, that's Aser. If it's a different level, so it's two separate Hatzeris, so this chutz has its own Ruvich Hatzeris, this one has its own Ruvich Hatzeris. So if it's only a gap of 5 tochim high, so I'll put another thing, 5 tochim at the corner, and now this one and this one are separate. You can make two separate Ruvich Hatzeris.
No, is it one is elevated above the other by five?
The case would be right. The case is one's elevated five, and then you extend the walls up another five. So vis-a-vis the lower one, you have a 10 tefachim of wall to separate from the upper one. Okay.